الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقال تعالى: ألف لام ميم، أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, I have recited before you the ayats of taqwa, which all of you are very familiar with. We find our whole lives revolve around taqwa. In our nikah also there is taqwa. In the khutbah of nikah, we hear the imam reciting, or the maulana reciting, ayats of taqwa. In talaq also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses taqwa. After a husband gives his wife talaq, Allah ta'ala mentions certain masail, certain laws, as to how he should give her talaq, the procedure how he should give her talaq. He shouldn't just keep her suspended. He shouldn't put her into difficulties. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all-knowing of everything. If you look at our journeys, the dua that Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, one of the duas while traveling, Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi safarina hadha al-birra wa taqwa. Allah, we are asking you for good deeds, for neki, and also, ya Allah, give us taqwa. In our counseling, or when we're consulting one another, in our meetings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَنَاجُوا بِالْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Here again, taqwa. When it comes to riba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentions taqwa, then He says, leave out interest, do not take interest. When it comes to roza, fasting, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Here again, taqwa. When it comes to hajj also, after the ayat of hajj, الْحَجُّ أَشْهُرُ مَعْلُومَاتِ, in the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. When it comes to qurbani, Allah says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is taqwa that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short, our whole lives revolves around taqwa. The simple meaning of taqwa. What we have heard from our pious elders and the ulama: stay away from those things that Allah has made haram, and execute those things that Allah has made compulsory upon you. Do those things that will gain Allah's pleasure. Stay away and refrain from those things that will bring Allah's wrath, Allah's narazgi, Allah's anger. Do not do those things that will make Allah ta'ala disappointed with you. My respected brothers and elders, the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, understood taqwa. That is why we find their lives were full of taqwa. And any small thing, in our eyes it may seem very small, very trivial, but a Sahabi showed great importance to taqwa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he is busy eating one day. His servant came and gave him a meal. And so whilst he was enjoying this meal, suddenly he questioned his servant as to how he prepared this meal. So the servant mentioned to him that he had, in the time of Jahiliyyah, before accepting Islam, he had been practicing fortune telling, and from some money that he had acquired whilst practicing fortune telling, he had prepared this meal today for him. Immediately Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu places his finger into his mouth and he begins to vomit out this food. ND15348, parked half on Mallinson Road. Please remove your car. ND15348. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he is drinking milk one day, when suddenly he asked the person who brings the milk to him, he is enjoying that milk. He says, "Where did you get this milk from?" He says, "I got it from those camels that were drinking water at a certain dam. And those camels were all camels of sadaqah. That they were given for charity. They had to be distributed to the poor Muslims." Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, immediately the color of his face changed. And he put his finger into his mouth and he vomited out this milk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sleeps one night. He goes to sleep. He eats a kajur. And suddenly he becomes restless. The whole night he does not sleep. فَلَمْ يَنَأْمْ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَى. Entire night goes by, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not get any sleep. Sahaba inquired the next day, "Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? Is something worrying you?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Yes. Last night when I went to sleep, I ate a kajur, one kajur." And he says, "It is possible that this kajur that I ate was from the kajur that was of sadaqah that had to be distributed." Because of that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so restless. Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi, inshallah we'll discuss something about him shortly. He has two wives. It is mentioned regarding him, if it was his turn with a certain wife, just say it was the turn to spend the night with one of his wife. During the visit, whilst he is with his wife, if he has to go to the other wife's house, he will not even make wudu at her house. He will not use the water at her house. He will not even drink water at her house. Because he wanted to show equality. This is justice in Islam. This is taqwa. To the extent when both the wives passed away together because of some plague, Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu had to bury his wives. So which wife should he bury first? Even then he showed taqwa. And he drew lots. And the wife, the name of the wife that came out first, he buried her first. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is walking with a person named Kumail bin Ziyad. And they go past a Qabristan. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala turns to the people of the Qabristan. He says, "Ya Ahl al-Qubur." He's addressing them. They are dead. He said, "What news have you got for us?" Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala asking the deceased, have you got any news for us?" Obviously, he's not going to get any reply. Then Sayyidina Ali says that, "We've got some news for you. As far as your wives are concerned, they've got new husbands. Your children have become yatim often. Your money, people are fighting for it. Your inheritance has not been distributed as yet." And then Sayyidina Ali tells this Kumail bin Ziyad that if the people in this Qabristan had the ability to give jawab, to reply, they would have said, "Oh Ali, the best of provisions for the akhirah is taqwa. Therefore, my brothers and elders, inculcate in ourselves taqwa." We have heard this word a million times. Unfortunately, as I mentioned previously also, we feel taqwa is only for the month of Ramadan, or taqwa is only when you go for Hajj, or taqwa is only when you go for Umrah. My brothers and elders, every single day we have to abide by Allah's laws. The Sahaba Ikram understood this. That is why we find their lives so beautiful. Excellent lives they led. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentions regarding the Sahaba Ikram, and he says, "Man kana minkum mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, if any one of you wants to adopt a way of life, then follow those people who have passed away, referring to the Sahaba Ikram. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kanu khayra hadhi al-umma. They were the best of this ummah. Abarraha quluban. They had pious hearts. Nek, salih. A'maqaha ilman. As far as their ilm was concerned, they had deep knowledge of Islam and the Sharia. They practice according to their knowledge. قوم اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه ونقل دينه. They were such people. Allah chose them. Allah selected them for the suhbat, to stay in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to spread his deen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi, is that sahabi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once mentioned regarding Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. When he was climbing up a tree, the other sahaba began to sort of laugh at him because his legs were very, very thin. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh my sahaba, do not laugh at Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, because these legs that you are seeing today, which are very thin, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be more weightier, more stronger than Jabal Uhud, Mount Uhud." These were sahaba ikram. My respected brothers and elders, I may have mentioned this before, I'm going to mention it again. And inshallah, right till we pass away, we should never ever forget the sahaba ikram. Their lives are in front of us. We find ourselves degenerating. There is problems in the ummah. Where are the solutions? In the Quran and Hadith. We should look in the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of sahaba. We will find all our answers there. Unfortunately, we have opted just to store our ilm, our knowledge in kitabs, in the libraries, in the computer, maybe on a few stickers or a few frames. Where is the practical Islam today? Is Islam only something to be on theory? My respected brothers and elders, look in the life of Sahaba Ikram. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he's addressing those who came after Sahaba, the Tabi'een. He says, "Perhaps, O Tabi'een, you are making more namaz than Sahaba made. Maybe more nawafil, more tahajjud. Perhaps you are making, or you are fasting more than Sahaba used to keep fast, Roza. But they were better than you." They asked, "Why? Lima, why?" He says, "Because they were not so absorbed in the dunya as you are. And their hearts were always inclined towards the akhirah. Their main concern was the akhirah and not the dunya." We are not going to go into the details now. We have heard many lectures and explanations regarding the dunya before. But the point I want to drive home is, open the kitab of the sahaba, study a sahabi. Look at how he led his life. When he woke up in the morning, when he rose, what du'as used to come out of his mouth, from his heart, from his lips. What was the condition of his salah? How did he spend his whole entire day? When he went home, how did he deal with his wife, with his family, with his children? When he went into the shop, into the bazaar, how did he deal with his Muslim brother? Was there any fraud to be found? Was there any deceiving to be found? In the night when he returned home, how did he spend his night? We may have heard previously, when Mawlana was giving the explanation of Ibadur Rahman, Sahaba Ikram used to spend the most portion of the night in Tahajjud Salah, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Very little they used to sleep. فَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Alif Lam Mim Sajda, 21st part, Allah ta'ala says that their limbs used to be away from their beds. For a very small portion in the night they used to rest. They should be crying to Allah, begging from Allah's khazana, begging from Allah's treasure. A sahabi's one ah would make the entire arsh of Allah shake. As a sahabi Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, when he is passing away, battle of Quraiza, the Muslims fought the Jews. The Jews were driven out of Medina Munawwara. They had broken the pledge and the pact with the Muslims. A very lengthy incident. Al-Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala is injured. The same Sa'ad bin Mu'az used to look after Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, he stayed in the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. Al-Sa'ad used to also prepare meals for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Battle of Badr, Al-Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala made a shelter with the Sahaba Ikram for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala alone, two of them, stayed in the shelter for a small moment, small period of time. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in sajda, he was crying, "Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Allahumma in tuhlik hadhihi al-isaba falan tu'bad abada aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallah, if you are going to destroy us tomorrow, then who is going to make your ibadat?" The entire night Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying, so much so he became so absorbed, so engrossed in his dua, that the shawl fell off his shoulder. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went back covered the shoulders of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He had to console Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, bas enough. Allah has answered your dua. Sa'ad bin Mu'az used to guard the shelter of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody must harm my Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The same Sa'ad bin Mu'az is injured. He is brought to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His eyes are closed. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cries to Allah, O Allah, this Sa'ad bin Mu'az, he has fought in your path very bravely. He has served his deen. Ya Allah, he has fulfilled his mission as a Sahabi, as a mu'min, as a Muslim. O Allah, accept him and take his ruh out easily. Sa'ad bin Mu'az, in this condition of his, is about passing away. He opens his eyes. He sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. He greets Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I love you. As Sa'ad bin Mu'az is left, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes. After some time, Jibreel Amin comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man hadha al-mayyit alladhi futihat lahu abwaabu samaa wa ahtazza lahu al-arsh. Who is that person? Who is that Sahabi who just passed away now? For whom the doors of the heaven have opened widely and the arsh of Allah is shaken. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushes to Sa'ad bin Mu'az. He finds he has just passed away. Preparations for the burial are made. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'az has been carried. Sa'ad bin Mu'az generally was a very hefty. He was a very healthy Sahabi. Well built, heavy. His janazah was extremely light. Extremely light. Munafiqin were mocking. How come his janazah has become so light today? When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ أَتِيكَ قَسَمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That 70,000 angels, سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكْ, 70,000 angels have descended. لَمْ يَنْزِلُوا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا لِمَوْتِهِ. They have not descended except to attend the janazah of Sa'ad bin Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala. 70,000 angels. These were the Sahaba ikram. My respected brothers and elders, Sayyidina Umar Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, we may have heard this incident before, but just to refresh ourselves, we feel that we find ourselves, we have grown very weak. We need to be boosted up again. Read the incident of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, I can swear by Allah, a person's yaqeen will be built. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is in Madina Munawwara. He sends Sariya, a Sahabi with an army, against the enemy. He is in Medina. Sariya is far away, away from Medina. Suddenly in the Jummah khutbah, Umar radiallahu anhu shouts, Ya Sariya, O Sariya, Al-Jabal, Al-Jabal, go to the mountain. Use the mountain as your support. So many thousand miles away, as a Sariya hears the voice of Umar. As a Sahaba who are present, he'll hear the voice of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. They go to the mountain, they fight the enemy, they're victorious. After some time when they return, they question, Oh Umar, when we were in the battlefield, we heard your voice shouting, Ya Sariya Al-Jabal, Al-Jabal. Umar radiallahu anhu says, Yes, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made it possible for me to see the entire battlefield. And I could see the enemy advancing towards you. The only thing that could save you was this mountain. As Ala ibn Hadrami radiallahu ta'ala sent to Bahrain by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have to cross the river. Brothers, we know the incident. What I want to show you, what I want to drive home, what I want to explain very clearly today, that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he mentioned about Sahaba Ikram, that they were such people, Allah chose them for his deen. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, mentioned that فَتَشَبَّهُ بِأَخْلَاقِهِمْ وَطَرَائِقِهِمْ. O Muslims of the world, listen, imitate the Sahaba Ikram. Bring in your lives the akhlaq of Sahaba Ikram. Bring in your life, inculcate in yourself the tariqah of Sahaba Ikram. You will also become successful. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Surah Tawbah, 11th para, 2nd page, Allah Ta'ala says, the forerunners of Islam, the forerunners of the Muhajirin, the Ansar, those who accepted Islam in the initial period of Islam, specific mention is made about them, because they made much more sacrifice for the sake of deen. Allah says, not only the Sahaba Ikram, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Whoever follows the Sahaba Ikram, doing good actions, following their way, adopting their way, radiallahu anhum waradu an, Allah will be pleased with them, and they will be pleased with Allah. Ala ibn Hadrami has to cross the river. They've got no ships with them. Look at the yaqeen of his sahabi. My brothers, if you and I were there, we would have returned. Look at the yaqeen, the conviction they have in Allah. It is easy for me to relate this incident. Very difficult to practice. Until and unless we don't bring the Quran in front of us, until we don't study the hadith with a clear and open mind, and until we don't play ostrich, as long as we're going to play ostrich, as long as we can look for other excuses, my brothers and elders, we can never become successful. Think of the sacrifices of Sahaba Ikram. Just the other day I had mentioned in the tafsir or in the seerat. As Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the battle of Badr, some captives, some enemy were taken, or some kafirs were taken as captives by the Muslims. Amongst them was Abul As bin Rabi, the son-in-law of Nabiya Kareem, so he had not as yet accepted Islam. Later on he accepted Islam, become radiallahu anhu wa radwan. At that point of time he was not a Muslim. And he had to pay ransom. As Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha sends her necklace to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that free him, pay his ransom. That necklace belonged to Sayyidina Khadija, her mother. When Nabiya Kareem saw this, he was deeply touched. And he told the Sahaba, let us send this necklace back, set him free. Not because he's my son-in-law, but he's remind me of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nevertheless, Abul As bin Rabi returns to Makkah on the condition that he must send Zainab radiallahu ta'ala back to Medina, back to her father. Because he is not a Muslim, he is not halal for her. He goes back to Makkah Mukarrama and he sends his brother Kinana to take Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha to her father, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kinana is not a Muslim. He is taking Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha out of Makkah towards Medina. On the way, Abu Sufyan, at that moment he was not a Muslim. Later on he accepted Islam. At this point of time he was an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quraysh were defeated at Badr. He could not tolerate. He could not see how Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha could leave so openly. He says, we've got no need for the daughter of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be in Makkah. We don't need her. But I cannot stand her leaving Makkah openly. If she wants to leave Makkah, you must go take her secretly in the night when nobody is there. Another person, he goes towards Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. He begins to give a taklif. He troubles her, he taunts her, he mocks her, he frightens her, he scares her, my brothers and elders. So much so, the historians write, the muarrikhin write, as Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha was mounted on this camel. She was pregnant. She became so afraid, so scared, that they are going to harm her. She had a miscarriage. Imagine when this reached Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he must be touched. How he must have felt. Nevertheless, the next day they leave secretly, and on the way they meet Hazrat Zayd bin Haris. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent him. Finally, after some time, after Fateh Makkah, Abul As bin Rabi returns and he accepts Islam. But look at the sacrifices Sahaba Ikram gave. Hazrat Asma bin Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, when her husband Jafar radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed in the Battle of Muta, when Nabiya Kareem knocked on the door, at that time Hazrat Asma bin Umais, approximately 30 years of age, maybe even younger than that, she had just given her children nice new clothes to wear. She had given them a bath. And she's preparing food for her husband. When he returns, he'll eat food. And Nabiya Kareem has got a very worried expression. She sees the face of Nabiya Kareem, Ya Rasulullah, good news or bad news? Nabiya Kareem says that Jafar radiallahu has become shaheed. She falls down, unconscious. Nabiya Kareem takes the two sons of Jafar radiallahu anhu. He goes to Medina, to the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ascends the minbar, he calls the assembly of Sahaba, and he explains to them. First he caresses these two young children, what muhabbat he showed to them, and then he says, a very heavy musibah that afflicted Jafar radiallahu anhu, you should take care of his family. My brothers and elders, yaqeen in Allah, awwalu salahi hadhil ummah, salahi hadhil ummah, the well-being of this ummah was with yaqeen and zuhd, abstinence, staying away from this world. They were not so absorbed and engrossed in this world. They had full yaqeen in Allah. The moment bukhal, the moment a person began or became miserly, he did not want to spend on others, and his yaqeen decreased in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had long aspirations in life. When I grow big, I will do this and I will do that, and I will build this and I will build that. The moment amal with the alif, amal came into his heart, then this ummah began to degenerate. This hadith has been narrated in Mishkat Sharif. My respected brothers and elders, really I wanted to share so many incidents of Sahaba Ikram. May Allah give us the tawfiq of speaking more of Sahaba Ikram so that their yaqeen and their lifestyle may come also into our hearts. A Sahabi would recite Quran, Usayd bin Huzayr radiallahu ta'ala reciting Quran. His horse is next to him, his little child Yahya is next to him. And suddenly light and nur is coming down, but that horse becomes restless. And the horse is about to hurt his little son Yahya when the Sahabi closes the Quran and he stops his recitation and he finds the nur going away. The next morning he comes to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, this is what happened last night. Nabiya Kareem said, these were angels, these were malaika coming down. They had come to listen to your recitation. If you continue reciting till Fajr, the other Sahaba Ikram would have seen these angels. Battle of Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ. In the time of Badr, 313 against 1,000, fully equipped. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels to assist the Muslims. Before a Sahabi would take out his sword and strike the enemy, he would find his neck is slashed. His throat is cut open. Angels came down to assist the Sahaba Ikram. My brothers and elders, Allah has also promised us success. Allah has promised us success. I mentioned many times before, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. The last ayat of the fifth para, how will Allah ta'ala benefit? How will Allah gain in punishing you, in sending azab upon you, if you have iman in Allah, if you show gratitude, shukr to Allah, if you make up your mind that you want to change your life, if you want to make your life in conformity with the Quran and Hadith, exactly Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba Ikram. My brothers, if we are not going to mention names of Sahaba at our home, then you know what is going to happen. You know the condition of the youngsters today. I do not have to mention any incidents. The youngster, the typical youngster, illa mashallah, the typical youngster, I'm not picking any person out, but it is my duty to relay this to you. If you look at the youngster today, he's got his cell phone, he's got his flashy car, the music full blast, he's dressing like just like the West, imitating the kuffar. There is no salam, there is no kalam, he's here very punky. Compare this youngster with the youngster of his sahabi. Umair bin Abi Waqas, 16 years of age, inshallah, take 1 minute and I'll finish on time, inshallah. Umair bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, the brother of Sa'ad bin Waqas, 16 years old only. 16 years old, he was hiding behind the other sahaba. His brother sees him, why are you hiding, why are you so afraid? He says, I am scared Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will see me and he send me back to Medina. He will not give me permission to fight in Badr. I want to fight in Badr because I want to become a shaheed. This was their dhawq, their shauq, their taste. That is why they were successful. My brothers and elders, if we are not going to do our homework, and if we are not going to go home back with the message of deen to our families and our children, our youngsters, and if we are not going to implement the life of Sahaba into our lives, and if we are not going to have taqwa, my respected brothers and elders, we will hear bayans upon bayans. But if we are not going to make the effort for deen, my brothers and elders, we can never become successful. So there is no two ways about it. Follow the life of Sahaba Ikram. Find out from the ulama Ikram the names of Sahaba, the history of Sahaba, the tariq of Sahaba, how a Sahabi lives his life, and make an effort to follow that lifestyle. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.